So let's just finish this up. And so in the Ran on Chaf Beis. So what was his idea in the end over here? Maybe we misspoke. Maybe we made a little mistake yesterday with this last part here. So let's see if we can figure it out again. So his question is now that what? So what's his shita? His shita is different from the other shitas, right? Because he really goes, I mean, essentially, what's the difference between his shita and their shitas? It seems like he's going by the nature of the... his thing doesn't go by the chomer iser, like they were saying yayin nesach is different than stam yinam, for instance, right? He doesn't go by that. He holds the issue is the nature of the iser, meaning pas is a different kind of an iser because there's no mamish in the pas. It's really just that the toelis of the etzim is in the pas. So it really exists in the, it exists as an effect. It exists as a hana. So in that was Rav Avda Bar Rava's shita. That since there's nothing, there's no mamish in it, so then he holds the pigeon would work, right? Even by one piece of bread. Now, what does he say? Now, what about yayin b'yayin and chavos b'chavios? What does he say about that? So that's what he's saying is that Rav Ada is saying the only thing that's mutter is pas, right? The only thing that's mutter is pas. But chavos b'chavios is no good. So he wants to say it means even chavos b'chavios, right? So that's what we were working on yesterday. What's the difference between... what is the difference between chavos b'chavios and yayin b'yayin? Because he has a funny thing. He says he really should have said yayin b'yayin, right? He should have said lo shanu elapas of a yayin lo. The tarovus yayin b'yayin udom elapas. V'lo tarovus chavos b'chavios. So he's saying in terms of what? Which two cases are more similar, he's saying? Pas and Yayin. That's what he's saying. Physically similar. Physically similar. Why? Why are they more physically similar? But in terms of halacha, he says, he took the case that's not physically similar, but he took the bigger chiddush. That even chavos b'chavios is aser. Afilu chavos b'chavios. Certainly yayin b'yayin. Certainly yayin b'yayin. Right? That was you saying that pas is mutter, and then he jumped to the extreme, which is chavos b'chavos, to show you that everything is aser except for pas. But what does he mean? What's the difference between yayin b'yayin and chavos b'chavos? Why does he mean that yayin b'yayin is more physically similar, and chavos b'chavos is the bigger chiddush of... that it's aser. I mean, they're both not like pas. That's what bothers me. They're both not like pas because pas, he's saying, has no mamish that's in it. But yayin b'yayin and chavos b'chavos do. So what's the difference if it's yayin b'yayin and chavos b'chavos? And that's very important. It's very, very important to him because he concludes that even though Rav Chista disagrees with Rav Arda and says chavos is mutter, he says, but Rav Chista never said yayin b'yayin. Right, that's his criticism of the Baal HaMor. Right, so you have to go back to what we were saying with the Ramban. No? So that's how he's gonna learn that he's learning that's what Rav Chista is saying. Rav Chista is saying that what? That it's not only, or let's take Rav Ada. He's saying Rav Chista. The machlokas Rav Chista and Rav Ada. Right, Rav Ada is saying it's only when it exists as a hana to you. In other words, the whole nature of the iser is that it's a hanoas etzim. The pas itself only comes into your reshus b'toras hanoas etzim. Right, that's its tachila. But Rav Chista holds as long as you only relate to it b'toras hana, it's okay. Right, but if it's yayin b'yayin, then everybody would agree it's no good. That's the way he's learning. Because yayin b'yayin is a cheftza, a particular cheftza, right? So you relate to it as an object, and it has mamish of the Yisr Bo. So it doesn't have the... Now, is he saying like this? He's saying the only time the particular is good is when the particular only exists as a hana. That's bread. Otherwise, Rav Chista holds, it would have to be the only time the particular is good is when it exists as a hana. But if it's a taroves, then you have the machlokas, right? Taroves is the machlokas because you have the particular there, but you're not relating to it as a cheftz anymore. It just exists b'taros hana. So that's what he means. When he says that Rav Ada should have taken yayin b'yayin, I think he's saying it's because it's talking about one entity, right? Pas is one entity. He should have gone to the next one entity, yayin b'yayin. But he wanted to go to show the bigger chumrah. That it's dafka because pas is a cheftz shel hana is why it's mutter, right? Okay. He's saying there was, so where do you get a machlokas now? So I have machlokas lemaisa on stam yenam that's nisarev yayin b'yayin. It's interesting. I think I saw in Psachim, the Ramban himself seems to back off of that. But the Rif seems to hold like that. Right? The yayin b'yayin would be mutter stam yenam, but not yayin ezech. Right? Leave that point go. All right. So I'm not really sure. But, let's take one more sheet, and then we'll look through the Shulchan Aruch. We'll see some interesting halachas. Take a look at one more sheet over here. Up till now, we haven't seen anyone really say it's mutter ba'achila. I mean, the Ran doesn't say exactly. We take a look at the... you want to just get the... So take a look at the Rush. The Rush is very interesting. He says like this, in the end of the third paragraph. Good. Thank you. He says, "V'harav Rabbeinu Yona kosav b'shem Rabbeinu Tzarfas demutar afilu b'achila." Right? He says you can even eat it. It's mutar even b'achila. V'lo dami l'chavis she'asa b'shesia. So he says the rush holds. First of all, what does the rush hold? He holds you only have to throw out the demei etzim. He holds it has to be in the sari, but you only have to throw out the demei etzim. Right? So, but he holds that by the bread it would be mutter b'achila, and the yayin would be asr b'shesia. Even though the yayin is asr b'shesia, he says the pas would be mutter b'achila. Tidnad m'seches terumos. Okay. Tanar she'esiku b'kamon shel truma v'afa bo'as a pas muteris. We happen to have done that Mishnah. That was in the sugya of Recha. She'ein tam ha'komon ela reyach komon. So that's not talking about it's not talking about the Nisr Hana, it's just talking about Nisr Achila. So the common shel truma, there's no Isr, right Elio, you're using truma, let's say, to bake your bread, right? So the truma is not Asab Hana, it's only Asab Achila, right? So we hold that Recha Lav Milsa, means to say, we don't say that the Recha, that the reyach from the food that you're burning is going to make the food you're cooking usher ba'achila. So for instance, if you're cooking treif, cooking chazer, and kosher meat in the same oven, so we say it doesn't treif it up. It's not considered like a mixture of things. Right? It's just the smell of one went into the other. Reicha lav milsa in terms of creating a tarovis of iser. So that's what the Gemara, that's what the Mishnah says over there. If you're using truma and you're baking bread, the bread is mutter. Why? Because there's no tam, there's only reach. Okay. Umishum hano asrinan lahaypas. So now, what about our case? So our case is you're cooking the bread with something that's asr b'hano, right? So in terms of the hano, we got rid of the problem by throwing the hano into the Yam HaMelech. And in terms of achila, there's no iser achila because it's just reach. You understand? Now he's saying like this, huh? Right? He's saying, why can't you eat the bread that you baked with the atzei asherah? Okay. In terms of the hana, I got rid of the hana because I threw it into the Yam HaMelech. And in terms of achila, there's just reyach. There's no substance of tarovas iser in my bread. it would be no different. He's saying it would be just like baking with Isser. If I baked with something that's Usser, so there's no Isser Anah, right? And I can eat it because there's no Tam Isser, there's just Reach Isser. Reach is not Usser. So he's saying baking with Isser is equivalent to baking with Isser Hanah and throwing the Hanah into the Amalek. I mean, I just basically negated the Hanah factor. And now the only factor that's left is there an actual tarovus of Isser in my food? I say no, because it's Reach. But by the Ovid, but by the Yayin Nesach case, I can't drink it because I can get rid of the Hanah, but I can't get rid of the Isser Shasiyah that's in the Yayin. Right? Yeah. Yeah. Cases, our case that we've been dealing with. I take Atzei Asherah and I bake the bread. So the Rush holds, throw away the Hanah Liyam HaMelech, right? And you can eat the breads. He holds it in the Sarif, but you can eat all the bread. He says, why? Because there's nothing really... See, the Rush is really learning like the Ran. Right? He's learning that the reason why the bread is usher is not because we say that there's a bit of the wood in the bread. We're not saying there's a taroves of isser in the bread. That's not the nature of the isser of the bread. The nature of the isser of the bread is hanah. That it is a hanah. So he's saying, once I throw the hanah aliyam melach, so I've removed the isser hanah from the equation. And there's no real mamashos of isser contained in the bread, because that's just called reach. We don't hold reach is considered the substance. Reach is just a smell. It's not considered a food. So if I had real reach of chazer cooking in the oven when I'm cooking my basar, I'd be able to eat the meat, even though maybe it has a little waft of chazer. Reach alav milsa, we say. So that's why the Rush holds that you could eat the bread. But if it was yayin, you couldn't drink any of the yayin. Because it's true, you might be able to throw away the Hanoas Yayin, but you can't throw away the Esser Shasiyas Yayin, and there's Mamish of Yayin in the mixed in. So, but that sheet that depends on the idea that you're going to learn that the Esser of the bread is really because it is Hanoas Eitzim, and you can get rid of that. It's not they're not learning that like it's a separate Chumrah that we consider the Eitzim Nis'arev in the past, and then you wouldn't be able to eat them. Yeah. See, there is a shita by Recha that it's usher to do lechatchila because it's considered mevatlan isser lechatchila. When we say Recha lav milsa, we don't mean it measures a zero. We mean it measures a trace amount, which is always bubble. So if you hold that way, that's the way the Rif learns, so then you're not allowed to do it lechatchila because it's like mevatlan isser lechatchila. So the other shitas maybe hold that by Avodah Zarah, we consider it like never bottle.
But would they consider it a tarobis? Like it's not that
it has a minute amount, and by Avodah Zarah, it's never bottle. Uh-huh. He's not learning that way. He's learning it's Reich Alav Milso, it doesn't matter, and it's purely an entity of Hanah.
I like his way.
You like his way, okay. All right, now let's go through some of the practical halachas, okay? So what are the issues? What are the issues? What are the cases we're looking for? Let's summarize what we're looking for, the issues that came up, the machlokas that arose, and we want to see the psak of the Shulchan Aruch in all these cases. So let's go through a review here. What should we be looking for? Tell me some of the...
First, why, do you know why the other Rishonim...
If you had bread... See, the Rif, it holds... This is a very interesting halacha. He holds by Recha, okay... Here's a counterintuitive halacha for you. Let's say I baked bread in an oven with chazer. Okay? So can I have the bread? Yes. Okay? Because Reich Alav Milsa. Right? Now let's say I baked bread in an oven with kosher meat. Okay? Can I eat it with milk? So the Rif says no. He says, because the Isser was already bottle, because Isser is bottle. But here, the milk, the meat is not batal because it's just heter beheter. So now to use it lechatchila with milk would be like being mevatel lechatchila. Now as he says, he goes like this. He says, the isser, the bread that you baked with the chazer, we have to say it's batal. Because there's no, it's batal. Now the Rif says, recha is mutter b'di'evet and asr lechatchila. Let me put it that way. He says, recha is mutter b'di'evet and asr lechatchila. So if you bake the bread with chazer, that's bidyeved, because there's no other way to eat it. You're going to have to throw it away. So obviously that's called bidyeved. But if I bake the bread with meat, kosher meat, to eat it with milk is not bidyeved, because I can eat it without milk. So as long as there's a way for me to eat it without the milk, so it's like lechatchila to eat it with, then eating it with milk would be like lechatchila. So, but the point I'm trying to make is, they're not learning recha lav milsa that it's a zero. Right? It's not that it's a zero, it's that it's not enough to be considered a real tam. So it's batal bidyeved. Bidyeved we consider it batal. But it's not like it's a zero. So it could be, so in terms of the question, the other Rishonim who argue on the Rush, it could be they're learning like that, and they hold by Avodah Zarah, there's no bitl at all. Or it could be they hold, like the Baal HaMor seems to say, he just says, we never saw the heter by anything that, other than Hanah. You can't take the heter further than we see it. And he says, that's it, all it says is Hanah. The Rush holds, you can deduce it further. But in the frame when you're doing the Maisa, in the framework of Hanah, will be Mater Achila too. I don't know. I really don't know. But that's the Machlokas. Okay. Anyway. So what are we looking for? You're avoiding the question though. So what are some of the issues you'd want to know? Okay. Good. So the first question we'd want to know is it restricted to Avodah Zarah or all Isuri Hanah? Right? So that was the machlokas. The Baal HaMor and the Rush seem to hold its dafka by Avodah Zarah because it has Tfisas Domim. But Stam and Isser you wouldn't work by. Good, that's one question we'd be interested in looking up. What else?
This one, where did you do Achila on that? Can you report it?
Achila, we'd want to know. By the way, the Rush also says, he says an interesting thing too, and this is something that we were wondering about, I forgot to mention it. Is that when he says by the pas it's mutter ba'achila, and by all the other things it's aser ba'achila, but he holds the ister achila includes any tashmish of the guf, like bathing in it or things like that. Achila is all tashmishei guf. The only thing that would be mutter would be like selling it and that kind of thing, or giving it to your workers. But he says aval sheyene gufo lo. Right, v'shar hanos she'osa miyayin gon mishre o kibus dover she'gufo nene lo shchicha hilkach shari yadei halachas hanah. He means to say that they weren't worried about that, but you couldn't do those things. Yeah. Okay. And then the question is, will pidyon work on yayin b'yayin, right? And then the question is, will pidyon work on yayin b'yayin? And also, will it work on a single loaf, or does it always have to be in the sariv, right? Those are more or less the questions, I think. Okay? All right, so let's see. So where should we start? So it's really brought down mainly in Kuf Mem Beis. Kuf Mem Beis is where most of the cases are brought down. Well, okay, I guess let's start with Kuf Lamed Dalet. We also, yeah, Kuf Lamed Dalet. I guess this is not surprising though, there's no real machlokes over here, but Kuf Lamed Dalet is like this. Yayin she'eno oser ele b'shasiyah. Okay, eino oser ele b'shishim, fine. Nisarev stam yenam biyayin mutter, hareze osa bekolshu, bishasiyah. Vimocher kulo leovit kuchavim velokech demea yayin osa shabo, umashlicho liyam amelach. Viyene bishar hamos. So he paskins that what? That yayin biyayin by stam yenam, like that's a pretty much everybody agrees with that one. Yayin biyayin stam yenam, you sell it chutmid meyayin nesach shabo. V'chaim in this arva chavas shel yayin nesech bein achavios hakol asurim b'shasiya umutarim ba'anav yoloch demei osa chavas liyam ha-melech kishi yimkar hakol ovik chavim v'chaim b'chavas shel stam yenam. So he says, but if it's a chavas, if it's stam yenam, So that's the psak of Nachman on Ayin Dalet. Stam Yainim is only Mutter Chavis Bechavios. Yayin Nesach is only Mutter Chavis Bechavios. Stam Yainim is Mutter even Yayin B'Yayin. Now here's a very interesting Ramah, and I'm sorry I didn't notice it when we were doing the Sugya. But he said like this. Had the Chavis Shal Yayin Nesach Oser Kol HaChavios Shenes Arva Bohen? Listen to this carefully. When do we say that a Chavis of Yayin Nesach asers all of the Chavios? Hainu dafka b'chavios gidolos shechashuvos ve'einan betelos. That's only on big barrels that are chashuv. Aval im heim kitanim ve'einam chashuvim chad betray batal kamo b'shar isurim. Right? He says, but if it's a small barrel that's not chashuv, then even though it's yayin nesach, it will be batal chad betray, like any other isur. 2 to 1. So that's really how we learned Rashi. If you remember, Rashi learned the Mishnah of Chavis of Yayin Nesach, Asa Bekol Shehu, Bekol Makum Shehu. He said that was Chavis B'Chavios. And the Ran said it's not true because even one drop of Yayin Nesach will Asar a whole vat of Yayin, right? And we said that Rashi agrees with that because that's Rashi's Psak, that Yayin Nesach is Asa Min B'Mino. So why did he say Dafka it's Chavis B'Chavios? So we said, because Yavish B'Yavish is really Batul Chad B'Trei unless it's a Davar Chashuv. So that's the way the Rama paskins. That even though Yayin Nesech is Chamor and is not Batul at all, that's only when it's Lach B'Lach. That's only when you have a drop of Yayin Nesech mixed in with all of your other Yayin. But if it's separate entities, that's Yavish B'Yavish, there's no real mixture of the two, then it's only not Batul if it's a Davar Chashuv. Okay? So that's the way Rashi was learning that Mishnah. That the Mishnah is saying the Yayin Nesech as a Chavis is only not Batal if it's a Davar Chashuv. But if it's Yayin mixed in, actually mixed into all the other Yayin, then it's all Usr. Then it's never Batal if you feel Be'alaf. Okay, because there's a difference between Yavish, Yavish, and Lach Lach. Okay, so anyway, so that's the first halacha. That's pretty much the halacha that we knew because there were no machloksin about that. So now let's go to Kuf Mem Beis. Kuf Mem Beis is interesting. Ready? Listen to this. Sakin shel alilam. He's got a new case that we haven't had before. Let's say you have a knife. I mean, we came across it once earlier in the year. Let's say you have a knife from an Ovid Kochavim. Okay, and let's say it's part of their service, so it's Asar B'Ano. Okay? And you shechted an animal with this knife that's Asar B'Ano. Okay? What's the din? Anybody remember? We just discussed it. Didn't we? Or no? No. Anyway, it's Mutter. You're a Nana? No. Because it's considered Mekalkil. Because the live animal is considered more valuable than the dead animal. So when you look at Hana, at the Hana of the Meisah, it has to be an objective gain. So it's true the Shechita gave you meat to eat, but basically it was considered the destruction to your Rishus. It doesn't go by your subjective, Hana doesn't go by your subjective determination. It goes by the objective Meisah. So this one Meisah did two things. It was Mata the Basa Bachila, but it destroyed your property. So since it's one Meisah, in this case we definitely sum it up. Right, because objectively, what happened to your rishus by the shechita? It was a kilkul to your rishus. It's a fascinating halacha, isn't that?
Yeah, with his logic, you can say that you shouldn't have to pay the shochet; he should pay you.
So
it's not your service, but in terms of value, you've lost.
Right, right. So it's an amazing thing, even though you're benefiting from the shechita because you're eating it, right? You look at the Maisa as a Maisa of Kilkel. But let's say the animal was about to die, right? And then you jump in and you shecht it, then it's Usr. Because then you really saved it. If it would have been dead, it would have been a dead Nevela. Now it's a dead Shkuta. Okay? So that's considered the Tikkun. If it's alive and healthy and you kill it, then you're a Makalkel. But if it's on its death, what? If it's dying, right, then deathbed of straw, then it's a misakin. Okay, but what do you say, but what about, is there anything that we can do though, is the question. Is there anything we can do? So interesting, the Rashba holds you can throw the Demei Sakin into the Yam HaMelech and have the animal. Because he holds it's like the pas and the fire. It's like the pas and the fire. So apparently he holds you can do it on one piece, right? I mean, he's learning you can do it even on one. Because here it's not in the Zarev. But he holds you can do it even on one chaticha, on the animal that you like on one loaf. Must be, he holds that way.
Even though there's no tuchus tam here, right?
Yeah, this is not really no. Well, it's avodah zarah. It is avodah zarah. But the shach goes into this question. Because the Mechaber doesn't mention anything about this. Okay, he doesn't mention anything about this. About this idea of throwing away the dumb into the Yamel. One second. Yeah, he says, Lo mahani holochas hanoah. Hanos schar sakin lishchot bal yamelach. The Rashba also defines what would you have to throw out? You'd have to throw out the rental of the knife, not the value of the whole knife. Like we were saying, it would be like the time of using those wood, right? So it would be the amount you'd have to pay to rent that knife for that moment. V'chemu because of Mishnah. V'dizel shono v'nir shadas rabenu lesser kol habehema. That's for the Rambam. Va'ozda l'taymei, b'notol karkar me'asherah, v'orag bo ha-beged, dekol ha-beged osur ba'no. In other words, that's the question we had from before. How much value do you throw out? So the Rashba holds, you just go like demei etzim. So here it would be demei sakin. But the Rambam held, you have to throw out the value of the whole loaf. Meaning to say, it's only after it's in the Zarev. So here too, it wouldn't be just the demei. It wouldn't be the dumim of the sakin. Okay. Shem chodah. Yeah. All right. So that's a question. That's a machlokas. But the mechaber seems to paskin that you can't do it on at least on one animal, because. He holds you don't throw away the Demei Eitzim, you throw away the Demei Lechem. So let's take the next case. Notal Menu Karkar, V'orag Bo Sabeged, Osir Ba'no. Nis'arev Begadim Ba'cherim, Yoluch Demei Oso Abeged Li'amelch, V'shar Kol Abegadim Mutarim. So he paskins not like the Ran, right? He paskins, it's got to be in this arev, and you have to throw away the dumb of the whole beggar. And also by the eitzim, he says nis arev vacheros yoluch demei osa hapas liyam melach. Right, so he passes that way too. But listen to this: v'shar kol akikaros mutarim. And the Gros says, what does it mean? Shar kol akikaros mutarim. He says it's mashma that's even mutter ba'achila like the rush. For the same reason, yeah. It's mutter ba'achila like the rush. Yeah. Okay. So do we hit all of our issues, or no? Now one more, hold on. So in terms of, I'm sorry, yeah, and one more. The question of if it's isolated to Avodah Zarah, right? So it's not, because he just says like this, Notal mimena eitzim asurim bahano. That's all he says. If you took wood that was asur bahano, then you can do this. So it's not dafka avodah zarah. So it could be like orla or kilayim, all those other cases of yeah. One more halacha I wanted to get over here. Hold on. Kuf Yud. Right. Kuf Mem Beis. Yeah, so the Shach goes through it all in Kuf Yud, Sifkat and Beis. Goes through all the shitas, and then he has what? On Kuf Mem Beis, Sifkat and Ches. Right. So he says, it's mashma that Shekoshlo Nisarev, right. So the Mechaber holds it has to be in Nisarev. Not like the other shitas. He says there's a Levush that says if you baked bread with chametz, let's say. Right, so the Levush says you can throw the hanos.
Bread with chametz.
You baked matzah with chametz. Right, you baked matzah. Well, he says pas shenefa b'kachole chametz. But you're right. It means matzah with chametz. Right, you had kacholim that were chametz, and you baked the matzah. So the Levush says you can throw the hanos isur liyam melech. And it's mutter b'ano. So, right. But he's apparently saying even if it's not in his arif. So he says we don't hold from that. It has to be in his arif. Yep. Now there's one practical halacha you should know, and that is like this: the heter. We didn't mention this in Shir, but the heter of selling, okay, is restricted only to things that you're not worried another Jew will buy from the guy. That's why the Gemara doesn't ever say that you can sell the beged chutz mi demei iser shebo. It only says things that, it doesn't say pas either. It only has yayin, because Jews don't buy wine from Gaim. But if you sell a beged that was, for instance, woven with the karkor, or it was dyed with orla or something, or even pas, like the Rishonim say in a place where people buy pas akum, you can't sell it because then you're worried he's going to sell it to another Jew. So they have a heter over here. I don't really know what kind of a crazy case it is, but they have a heter to sell it to the guy, and you have to make sure that in front of you, he does something to it that wouldn't make it resellable. Like cuts it or something.
Burn it. Like to what? If you give it to your work, you have to do that.
Yeah, you can give it to your workers. To consume.
Oh, not a beged.
No, not a beged, right. Right, that's why they say. That's right. That's why they say, like, you can't sell shatnez because he might sell it to a Jew. But anything else that they're not going to. So you see, they would buy bread without hashkacha. You can see that right there. Yep. All right. I think it's good. I think we covered the basic points I wanted to cover. All right. Very good. Adkan.